this is indeed what you're doing, that he's getting all the snaps or the first team stuff in practice, and maybe you're building a game plan around him? And is that a benefit to him come Sunday as opposed to the way it was, say, last week?
Well, bottom line, yeah, it is a benefit to now because he is getting all the reps, you know. Offensively, you'd love to have everybody, and you'd love to have 2-5 and all that. So, you know, getting him the reps as well. But yeah, it is a benefit to Nile. He's a guy that, as we saw last week in the football game, when 2-5 went down, came in, had an outstanding game, and he's understanding his role, and that's a big part of what he does.
How tough is it for a young player to learn his role like that when you're not the feature guy, but you got to prepare every week like you are?
It's hard. You know, I, as a quarterback myself and being in that position, you just have to, it's a lot of off-the-field work. Obviously study the tape and go back and review when you have downtime with the game plan and sort of put yourself in the position of being that starter or being that backup role player. And we got a lot of guys that are in that situation, obviously. It's just injuries are a part of the game. The next guy steps up. I know it's cliche, but that's what you have to do. And it's important that those guys understand their job and their assignments on the field.
Have you ever seen Nile play with that much enthusiasm on the field?
You know, there were signs of it last year, you know, of him coming in there and making a nice run or, you know, picking up a blitz. And you kind of see that from him. He's a silent, quiet type. But to see him kind of jazzed up and juiced up was exciting to see. Could be. Eric's done a great job with those guys.
How much has Niles' vision and ability to read his blocking kind of improved since you guys first got
him? It's gotten a lot better. You know, he's allowing the blocks to take place, and he's being patient as a runner, and that's a big part of it. And he's seeing things really well, and he's watching that kind of that movie screen move in front of him, and he's making those cuts. So, you know, credit to him. He spends a lot of time watching tape, and Coach Bieniemy does a good job with those guys, and obviously doing it here in practice helps him.
What are some of the nice things that you're looking forward to hopefully see out of De'Anthony Thomas? Because I think in the passing game, he can fill some roles out.
Yeah, you know, he's explosive, as we know, and get the ball in his hands, and you can try to create ways each week to get him in space, much like we did last year with Dexter, and he's a guy that you give him a handful of plays each week, and you focus on these along with the special team aspect. So we continue to grow with that.
How good is his ability to read blocks and stretch plays and accelerate?
Did a lot of that at Oregon, you know, from the backfield. So we just got to keep him rolling that way and keep him exposed to it.
What is Thomas? Is he a running back or a wide receiver?
Yes. I mean, he's a hybrid guy. I mean, it's just much like we had with Dexter. I mean, you can line him up in the backfield, use him as a runner. You can motion him out or line him up as a receiver, and he gives you that versatility that way.
This is your second week now with an offensive line intact, I think, right? Any changes in your offensive line this week?
No. They did an outstanding job,
question
though.
Is, yeah. You had the 10-minute drive.
Yeah.
You had the time of possession last week, so you didn't have as many points as maybe you wanted, but...
No, but, you know, we talked last week, too, about that offensive line kind of coming together and gelling and having that cohesiveness, and they did that in this game, and they were a physical group. They kind of took the punch to Denver on Sunday, and that's something that they can go into this week and the next couple of weeks just having that confidence as a group, and the communication level is good, and they just keep, you know, building on that.
On the road, they were pretty penalty-free.
They were, and to work the silent cadence that we did and really with the entire game, whether we were under center in the shotgun and they did a nice job, and that's just paying attention to detail. We rep it in practice, so there's no, we're not tricking anybody when we get to Sunday, and they did a nice job.
John Fox, a little bit concerned about your silent count.
Hey, everybody in the National Football League has one, and Alex is good at different cadence rhythms with our silent as opposed, you know, maybe sometimes being a vocal cadence guy. Our guys did a great job with it.
If it's a silent count, what's the cadence?
Can't tell you that.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
I'm gonna get you on one.